called it Queen Elizabeth II or whatever, and you would just spit out some garbage nobody cares about.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to Lycus on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Attention investors, how do you protect yourself against world uncertainty and rising inflation? With an investment in gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable markets. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now. 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172.
AM 970 here to remind you of this one simple truth. Left or right, Republican or Democrat, boring is still boring. But it doesn't have to be that way.
I'm going to be replaying this conversation all day.
Starting Monday at 6 a.m., your mornings change for good with Stephanie Miller. She'll make you laugh. She'll make you laugh, and then she'll make you laugh some more.
Let's review international rock star, little radio geek. Who's who?
Usually it's someone in the White House.
I'm George W. Bush. Saving the world.
Stephanie Miller starts Monday morning at 6, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Let's take a brief look at what I haven't gotten to today, shall we? Big announcement, yes. Stephanie Miller, yes. Top five, no. Scott Daly, mystery sound, unfortunately, yes. The song about chicks who cut themselves, no, but they're still tight. News that hurts, no. All right, there you go. Batting about 40% today. That's like all-star stats, though, really, if I were some sort of an athlete. It's 503-733-2970. We're here with Storm Large and Davey Nipples from Storm and the Balls. Now, Storm Large, again, we're going to be announcing this 7,000 times between now and July 5th, which is when this starts. Rockstar Supernova premieres Wednesday, July 5th, and a regular day and time. It's going to be Wednesdays at 8.
Tuesdays.
Really?
The first one is Wednesday.
Oh.
That's okay.
Hold on now, stupid CBS marketing department. No, this... I can say that. I work for CBS. All right, well, CBS's news notwithstanding, it's going to be on Tuesdays, apparently. So, is a super group with Motley Crue, drummer Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, who's a bass player for Metallica, and former Guns N' Roses rhythm guitarist Gilby Clark, and then 15 people. So, you're all in a mansion together?
We're all in a mansion together in Los Angeles for until we get voted off by America and or Supernova.
So, we'll talk about that in a second. Who picked the 15 finalists? Do you know?
I believe it was casting and Supernova.
The actual guys themselves, Tommy Lee and Jason Newsted, they said
yeah,
they went
through
that one.
They went through. They were at some of the auditions I heard, and they were kind of like yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, and whittled it down and whittled it down until it was the top 50, and then the 50 went to Los Angeles from all points around the globe and auditioned for Supernova in person and CBS executives, and out of that came 15. So
this is going to be, because every time the voting comes around, because it is viewer selected. Is it purely viewer selected who goes, who stays?
No, it's I believe the way they described it to me was you do your performances, you're given a number. America and the world, points around the world, vote for their favorite. There's a bottom three. Out of the bottom three, they have to do a song. Last year, they had to do an NXS song.
Right.
And this year, it's anything goes, pretty much. You do a song of your choice or someone assigns it to you, and you perform it with the house band, and Supernova decides who needs to go.
I can already feel myself cinching up and becoming all nervous about the whole thing.
You are.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I guess I should ask, although it's probably just too big to even answer. I mean, How do you feel, Storm? I mean, it's like,
you know,
what?
I'm so busy getting ready to go, and part of my new job is being, like, skinny and in shape for this.
That I can hold your hair while you
vomit. Yeah, no, they just, like I said before, you know, in L.A., they just put Ipecac in the Frappuccino, so you don't have to get your fingers all messed up anymore. But no, I want to be in really good shape to keep up with these youngins who are on this show. And
how young are the youngest people?
I think the youngest is 21.
You have the confidence that comes with having been around just a little bit.
But being jaded and old.
Well, I don't want to put it that way.
Hanging flesh.
Yeah, you've got the confidence to know that this is your big
this
shot.
This is my thing.
Well, this is it, man.
This
I mean, this is, it doesn't get you the shot. It doesn't get
that's
any bigger
than
this.
And here's the other thing. I would be honored and psyched and so thrilled to front that band. But if I get voted off the island in 3 weeks, I still know I can go somewhere and still rock.
You still know
still
you are 6/1,000ths of a percent. and I mean, you know, and again, we don't need we do not need to blow sunshine at you at this point because, I mean, everybody, I mean, you know you're great. And, you know, as I mean, just...
Well, I work really hard, you know. It's not like starry-eyed, you know, hopeful whatever. I've been doing this for 15 years.
I was really happy, actually. I went to Dante's to see you guys' final Dante's gig this week.
Oh,
and
so sad I missed the Connie Chung thing.
My God.
It was great, except for, like, the moment when I walked in and the guy sat me on the shoulder and went, is it a gumball machine? Like, if you turn it really slowly,
no!
And I'm like, you're singing some beautiful song. You're up there and just pouring out your heart, and this guy's like, what? Is it one of those little zippy things on a Velcro shoe? And I'm like, dude, but there was this guy, Tom, there. Tom was some friend of his. His friend doesn't listen, so he's unimportant. But there was just some guy, Tom, who I didn't have a first-time listener. And he's like, oh, I'm you know, a big fan. I've listened for a while. And I said, oh, that's great. And I said, have you seen Storm and the Balls before? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, I heard you saying it was your final, you know, Dante show. And I figured I should check it out. And I got to tell you, I checked in with him about 90 minutes later. Right as you guys were doing I Want You to Want Me. And man, it's like he, you know, he was just like, he said... It was real simple, but he just said, I'm so glad I came to see this,
good.
You know, before they kind of stopped playing here for a while. So,
It was real bittersweet. There was a lot of people. I was trying to keep my rock and roll facade going, and I saw a bunch of folks tearing up because they're going to... It's like a family at Dante's, you know, and so I started to weep a little bit and lose my rock.
Any idea what kind of, you know, if you win this, whoever wins this, any idea what kind of music? I mean, obviously rock, but
I
mean... I
have no idea. I'm so excited to hear what they've started. They're in the studio right now coming up with the material. I heard them bandy about the number of 25 songs that they'll whittle down to 10 or 12 for an album.
And you'd be co-writing those?
I'd be co-writing with Butch Walker. Which would be humongous.
Come on.
It's so exciting.
It's unreal. Are you going to be filmed 24 hours a day?
I think I get a day off a week for, you know, whatever, so the crew can edit and things like that. Not out of any kindness to me, I don't think.
Sure.
But there are breaks.
That's big news. And Butch Walker,
who
did Pink.
Pink, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Any bigger than that.
Big, big time. So,
yeah.
It's not your mama's 8-track, so I'm excited.
All right, we're here with Storm Large and Davey Nipples. Anything else? I mean, is there anything I haven't mentioned? I mean, I feel, again, it's so overwhelmed. So much, it's such big news. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
But it starts Wednesday, July 5th. 8 p.m., and then the regular time is going to be Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And, again, the band is Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, Gilby Clark from Guns N' Roses.
And Storm Large singing, my God.
Yeah, and I mean, and just in your head, if you can just sort of put together that template, you know, the guitars of Guns N' Roses and that bass of Metallica and the drums of Motley Crue, and then I know that it's hard, like your synaptic circuits are close to overloading at that point already, but then just sort of in front of this, superimpose the image of Storm Large clutching a microphone and singing as only she can. It really is enough to make a grown man weep. I will tell you that right now. Just a whimper like a helpless child. And I mean that in a good way.
I love you,
Scott. So, well, let's real quickly, and then Scott's going to come and kick me in the junk if I don't move on here. But I
know, we have like 5 minutes.
Totally. Hang out, stay, leave, go, whatever. If you've got an entourage you got to hang with, I understand.
Yeah.
I got to bring Scott on here in a second, and he's already glaring at me. It's texting angry messages about me on his BlackBerry. So your final Portland show for the foreseeable future, is it Wilf's?
Wilf's Piano Bar tomorrow night. First set at 9 p.m. And
then Tears at midnight.
Oh, my God. I don't know, because I've been so busy. I haven't really, it hasn't really sunk in. I just know I got to leave on Sunday. So I just want to give a really good last hurrah at Wilf's for all the peeps and then go home and you guys will see me on TV and hopefully get all Portland to watch and vote and, you know.
And then Storm and or Davey. So is this starts July 5th. So Davey, are we going to be able to talk to, like, can you come on and... We're going to have to call it a storm watch. There's no way around it.
No,
no, come on. It's
didn't
getting,
you get my
to...
email about that? I said, no storm watch.
No, that's... What else am I... There's nothing.
You're storm window.
Man. You can come up with something.
Storm watch, 2006. And then like with like a thunderclap.
So. Storm door.
Storm... So storm sighting. Storm.
Taken by storm.
Taken by storm. There that's fantastic. All right, so is it... I mean, we're going to be able to
or
do...
Or storm at large. I don't know.
As this be... Storm at large.
Believe
as...
me, I've had the name my whole life.
You want to get into radio? You've got the knack right there. So are we going to be able to do like a weekly kind of check-in? Like, here's what happened.
I am working on having the publicist okay me checking in with you guys once a week with the hometown people and the fans. And I think I have it on fairly good authority that I will be able to call you guys once a week.
Oh, come on. How great is that?
That's pretty cool. Are you going to be able to talk to us, though, since it's going to be taped in advance?
I will be able to, I think, talk to you after it.
After it airs.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I got to say, and this is just from, and I know this is from me, from Sarah, from all of us here, and I don't want to be, what are these people calling? You know a guy named Marty?
No.
All right. How about a guy named Mike S.?
He's dead to me.
Well, there you go. Screw you, Mike S. No, but from all of us and everybody in the audience, because again, they have grown to love you guys as a band, and you guys have played the, you know, Listener Party and then the Listener Party 9 and the Lita Ford thing and da-da-da-da. Everybody knows. I don't need to go on and on and on about our storm credentials, but
we
I will
love
say
Rick Emerson.
I got to say that it's, I mean, we could not be happier for you. It is probably the coolest thing that's ever happened to anywhere, to anybody. and just for me, I got to say it's very cool that you would come and kind of make the announcement here, because we're not, I mean, because we are the rickety little station,
oh,
sister.
Oh, whatever, you're our family. You are your family.
There is something you should inform your listeners of. Storm will be wearing a significant clue to the mystery sound on the first show.
Oh, did she get the mystery sound right?
Well, I... You bastard. No! Oh, you had me there for
now
a second.
Everyone's got a watch now. So they
I was wondering how you'd incorporate that into a T-shirt.
What are you going to tell people what the mystery sound is?
Joni has now texted me 3 times in a row. Have her wear the Bigger Than Jesus shirt. Have her wear the Bigger Than Jesus shirt.
I'm not allowed to pimp anything. I can't even wear a Balls shirt. All nothing right. Copywritten. So. Yeah,
you heard
sorry,
it there.
Joni.
Sorry, Joni. You heard it there. No, I told Davey knows what the mystery sound is. There were only 4 of us who knew.
Did you get my email that I sent you?
Yeah.
Sleeping so soundly,
well,
knowing what it is.
Sarah, Tim, myself. And Scotty, but because Davey and you guys, because you clued us in on this secret,
we shared.
I told Davey, I'm like, here's
Davey,
what it is.
You didn't figure it out?
No, I'm pretty mechanically minded, but it was driving me nuts. I was pondering.
Not that it's mechanical in any way.
I'm saying I'm mechanically minded.
Oh, I see. Okay,
of course, this item is.
Way to go.
No, I don't know anything about
ever
the.
Could have imagined, but
no, I can't.
I sleep well at night with the power of the information of the mystery sound.
Thank you. It's a good cover. All right.
Start getting accosted everywhere
you are, really.
It's 503-733-2. There you go. Thank you. 2970. All right. So
thank you.
We have to. Scott, here. Come here. Walk over to the microphone. Just
we have one more break.
Say hello to Scott Daly.
Hi.
Scotty.
How are you?
I'm
we
well.
Have to break now.
Did you drive here
from St. Helens?
I did. It's my day off. I decided just to come in.
You should have come in at noon. You could have produced.
At least I could have been productive.
Today.
I should have pretend like I've been here.
You should have seen me trying to run the board, man. Keller trying to drive. What was I going to do? I got nothing.
I am so sorry. I didn't think it was that
bad. Let me turn on something, and like something else would turn on, and I'd press the microphone button, and something would explode and catch on fire.
Flash.
I have nothing. Me talking to Stephanie Miller from Los Angeles. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh God, I'm a terrible.
How's
person.
That?
Well. Really is true.
I was listening.
Yeah.
Fine.
No, it was actually not that bad. When you got Tim, it's like, how bad can the show really get? Tim is really the rock wall that holds the show.
And it was a test because you weren't sure if you could still run the board. Now you know.
Yes, I got skills, baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
So
hi,
all
Scott.
Of us are disposable.
Hi. So
actually, no, I did not drive in from St. Helens. I did work today. So
then we can take a break.
Office.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's 503. Oh, is that our storm watch?
Yeah.
All right. It's 503-733. Oh, this is appropriate, because this is like when the Wonders, they fly out to L.A. and they stay at the hotel where Lucy and Ricky stayed, and then they're on the show with Peter Scolari. Oh, that thing you do.